News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, new figures from the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland show that nearly 42% of first-time buyers and 25% use gifts as part of their deposits, the Bank of Mam and Dad, as it's been termed. Carol Tallon, CEO of Property District, joined us. Carol, you're probably not very surprised by this.
Not at all, but good morning, Shane. No, I'm not surprised, but also, look, I need to point out there's a little bit of an accuracy there. The reality is that some of these are absolutely not gifts. And the home buyers in question are, in fact, repaying family members for these. So they are informal loans in a lot of cases, adding to the outgoings of the home buyer.
Yeah, which obviously puts pressure on the people. It obviously significantly adds to the repayments, even though there mightn't be a legal obligation to pay. There's a kind of a moral and an ethical obligation to do so.
Oh, absolutely. And bear in mind that not all of these parents have cash reserves sitting there. So we're fully aware of parents going to their local credit union or their bank and accessing loans in the expectation that their adult sons or daughters will be repaying those loans. So actually, this is not necessarily cash that's sitting around doing nothing.
Is Leo Varadkar right when he says it was always thus?
No, not to that extent at all. In fact, only yesterday I was in a bookshop with my 22-year-old daughter and talking about, on the back of the book, it said how we're earning five times what our grandparents did. And she turned around and said to me, and yet we can't afford to buy a house. Mm. I think that sums it up. We're earning five times what our grandparents did, and yet we can't buy a home, which was a basic for them.
Okay, we will leave it there. Carol Tallon, CEO of Property District, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.